As we approach the end of the summer, the Master Gardeners hope you're feeling fall fever. It's time for fall planting, which is even better than spring planting, according to the experts. This weekend is the big Pender County Master Gardener plant sale. Tim Matthews, horticulturalist, and Jan Broadfoot, the president of the Pender County Master Gardener Association, joined us. According to Jan, the Master Gardener sale is a great place to obtain and learn about plants.
Every plant has been researched. Every plant that we're selling, every plant has a sign on it. And it tells you whether that plant is deer resistant, whether that plant should be planted in the sun or in part shade, whether that plant's salt tolerant. It tells you, too, how large it can be expected to grow. Our whole idea is the right plant for the right place. Look at our signs and say, is this what you need? And the people that will be helping there at the sale will also be saying, okay, what are you looking for? What's the situation you have? What's your soil like? And so that's how we're really trying to help them. And that's why I think it's such a really good sale, because they're such knowledgeable people. The fall is just the best time to plant. So that's why we're really, really encouraging people to come out and look at what we have. At this sale, we have a large number of shrubs and trees. You really want to get your plants established. So if you plant them in the fall, you have plenty of time before the hot weather comes. Tim can probably speak to that even better than I.
Yeah, when you go to planting, oftentimes after being in all winter long, everybody gets spring fever and they want to go out and plant their plants. And, you know, that's the second best time to plant. But the best time to plant is in the fall. You get to plant in the ground, and it has time to establish some roots, put out some new feeder roots. You know, when a plant's removed from a pot or dug from the ground, you lose a certain percentage of the roots that are there. And so when you get it in the ground in the fall, it has that opportunity to spread out some new roots to get a little bit established before the onset of summer. When summer gets here, these plants start to struggle. And you can see if you plant one in the early spring, when summer hits, if you don't keep it watered sufficiently, you'll see it wilt, and you got to make sure you stay on it. But when you plant it in the fall, it gives it a little bit of a head start so that, you know, it's got several months, because the roots continue to grow in the winter. You know, they'll grow roots in the winter. It's not until the spring when it puts out that new growth or flush of leaves that it starts using the energy from the roots. So
for the Master Gardener sale, what can we look forward to this year?
Oh, we've got some wonderful things, and a large number of them from this area. And it's really important for people to know that they should buy from local vendors, because they're growing in the soil and the conditions around this area. I think there are maybe six vendors. But then in addition to that, we have the Master Gardener grown plants. And these are done actually by the Master Gardeners themselves. And they bring them, and there's a whole section of those. Some of those are indoor plants, some are outdoor. We never quite know what's going to show up. And that's what's part of the fun for us as Master Gardeners working at the sale, because we get to get some of these cool things that we haven't seen before.
That was Master Gardener Jan Broadfoot and horticulturalist Tim Matthews. The Pender County Master Gardener plant sale is this weekend in Hampstead. Find details at whqr.org.